This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, June 6th. With cash trade solidifies the cattle market somewhat in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle really firmed up. There's been an uptick in the cash trade, and that lifted futures somewhat. You know, the market had been oversold, and we were looking for a little bit of a bounce, but it finally made a little bit of a turn. I mean, we don't see this big trajectory on the upside, but even though beef prices were eroding a little bit, it seems that the market has kind of made somewhat of a turn. So we're looking for some follow-through support coming in. The feeders were higher as well. That follow-through buying did give that a boost. Perhaps they're having some bovine issues in Brazil. We've been watching China all this time with the hog issue, but Brazil's having a little bit of a problem, and it could very well open the doors for some U.S. exports. That could give the market a little bit of a lift.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 16 and a half at 492 and a quarter. July corn was down 10 and a half at 413. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 610. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 22 and three quarters, ranging from 615 and three quarters to 620 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were down 13 and a half, ranging from 627 to 637. Live cattle for June was up 30 cents at 108 even. August feeder cattle was up $2 at 139.65. And June class 3 milk was up 20 cents at 1612.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.